Joining us by phone from the National Weather Service in Duluth is Mike Stewart. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
The National Weather Service will provide more detailed severe weather warnings beginning today. That, according to the Associated Press, and what it said is that forecasters say the more descriptive information is coming. So tell me what that means.
Well, what it is, we call it the impact-based warnings, and because of studies they've done through societal impacts and how the public responds to different warnings, for example, tornado warnings, and one of the cases they used with the Joplin tornado from a couple years ago. So what this the outcome of it was with this impact-based warning, in our warning itself, the text of it, we will be using words to describe what you're actually going to get. For example, if it's a low-impact type of event, a low-impact tornado that's out in the middle of nowhere or just knock down trees, or if we have a tornado heading toward Grand Marais, what the impact of that is, or if it's going to be a large tornado, which, you know, we can get. We've just been lucky so far. Mm-hmm. And really, it's like, okay, this one is serious. You need to take cover now. Or like with severe thunderstorms, okay, if it's your severe thunderstorm, maybe with some wind, 60-mile-an-hour winds, maybe knock down a tree or two, okay, it's okay, still take cover, but we may have something like the blowdown, where you had 100 to 120-mile-an-hour winds that can cause widespread damage. So we will be saying in the warning itself what the impact will be, and instead of saying, oh, a severe thunderstorm, you're expecting 60-mile-an-hour winds, we're going to tell you
what that's going to mean, right?
Oh. What's it going to mean? So then you kind of have an idea so you're not overly surprised.
Well, that'd be good, particularly with severe weather. Well, there don't seem to be any surprises in the forecast coming up.
No, it's actually
going to be
except
for the snow I got over the weekend.
Yeah, we got a little bit of snow. It reminds us that we are in northern Minnesota. But actually, it's not going to be too bad. We may have some flurries today. But other than that, it's going to slowly warm up over the next couple days, and by Wednesday and Thursday, we're looking at temperatures in the mid-30s again, mid to upper 30s, and lows in the low to mid-20s, and we're looking at a possibility of maybe some light snow on Saturday and maybe some rain or snow on Sunday. So other than that, it's actually going to be kind of quiet. Maybe on Wednesday night, maybe a little bit of rain or snow, but nothing big. And then we're looking at long range into next week. We could get up into the 40s, but let's cross our fingers on that.
Ooh, yeah.
And then for the month of April, the forecast for the month of April is we're looking at near normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. That's at least for the month of April.
So we are assuming the precipitation in might very well be rain.
Right now, it rain or snow. It may be down by the lake. It may be rain. Up over the hill, it'll probably be snow. So that type of deal.
Okay, so the rain we did have took down a little of that snow. Is this, I mean, what you're looking at, is this, as you and I talked about last time, is this a slow, sort of slow melt that's going to actually help melt that soil?
Yes, it is a slow melt. It's really going to help because we have thawing during the day, melting during the day, and then when we have freezing at night, freezing temperatures at night, it slows down the melting of the snow, and then the ground can kind of interact with the rain, the water that has melted, and it'll slowly melt it. I mean, this is an ideal situation we're in right now, so, and we hope it continues.
Well, let's hope that it stays that way, and we've been speaking with Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you. Have a nice week.